stirring up over there today.
Oh, well, Machine Gun Kelly promises to be a thorn in Megan Fox's side. You won't believe this, y'all.
And Britney Spears is ready to hit her family one more time. We'll explain.
And we'll reveal the celeb willing to share her husband's DNA to help her friend have a child. Now, ooh. Sherry's out today, but we got our girl, Cali 93.9 radio host, Melissa Rios in the house with us.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, she's here.
Hola, so happy to be back, and I'm ready to dish. Headcrack, what's going on?
All right, y'all. So y'all right in the backyard where everything's happening. So Julia Fox is milking this Kanye West relationship right into Madonna's life. Literally.
I'd be too.
So the word around Tinseltown is that Madge is considering the actress to star in her biopic as one of her Hollywood besties, actress Debbie Mazar. Now, apparently the two bonded at that We Are the World, this little gathering that Kanye West had with his friends,
okay,
stuff like that.
Right.
And listen, man, they hit it off and the rest is history. Now, Madge posted a photo of her and Julia with the caption, "Went to dinner with Julia to talk about my movie and some other folks showed up. ...
Julia is making this Kanye thing really work for her. As she should have now. So,
yeah.
I mean, do you think Madge would still consider her, though, if she wasn't dating Kanye, like, in a couple months?
Probably not.
No.
They kind of look alike, though.
Yeah, they kind of do. But I see the Debbie Mazar in her.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like, they kind of look alike. She can play the role.
Yeah, but I didn't even know who Julia Fox was until that girl
right.
started dating
like
Kanye
2 weeks ago.
You didn't watch Uncut Gems, did you?
No.
If you watched Uncut Gems, you knew before the movie was over who Julia Fox was.
I googled her. Acting chops.
She was really good, but in that particular movie, she looked phenomenal. Like, I knew who she was before the movie was
ridiculous.
Over.
Ridiculously good.
But is this what we have to do, y'all, to get with Kanye, honey? I mean, just to get some acting roles, honey? I mean, Kanye should eventually actually cross over, y'all. Come on the side of the rainbow, honey, and date me. I definitely want to act.
So who's going to dress who?
Well,
you have to wear the pants she was wearing.
Yeah, right.
Gary don't like holes in his clothes.
I sure don't.
Those leather pants, yo. Man.
With the thong.
Yes.
With the peeking thong. With Are you willing to do that, Gary?
Yeah, okay. Gary's willing to do anything. He is. All right, I don't know what in the vampire stories is going on here, but Machine Gun Kelly says he wants Megan Fox to feel his pain if she ever tries to remove her engagement ring. Why would, I don't know.
Wow.
Check this out, y'all. During an interview with Vogue, MGK said the concept is that the ring can come apart and make two rings when it's together. It's held in place by a magnet. So you see how it snaps together? And then it forms an obscure heart. And when you see this right here, the bands are actually thorns. So if she tries to take it off, it hurts. Love is pain.
Oh.
Yikes, what the hell is going on?
You had me to the last sentence, bro. I thought it was beautiful.
Right.
I thought it was romantic. And then they started tripping.
Right.
That is weird.
Right, so Brett and Melissa, having a ring that reminds you of love is pain, is that romantic to you at all?
Absolutely not.
Is. Oh, God. I mean, we are absolutely
with it.
Melissa's with it, and Brett's not. Okay.
I'm with it. I think it's sexy. And if the ring is that expensive, put it on, honey. Put it on.
Okay. All right.
So
what about
Brent,
you, B?
I think that's crazy. If you try to take a ring off and it hurts you, that's crazy. That means you want to inflict pain on you. That's not cute.
But, Brad, you wouldn't want thorns added to that beautiful big old diamond you got, honey. I mean, you don't want to bleed Judy's love.
Absolutely not.
We don't need black people doing this. We have enough problems.
Yeah,
please, like, don't start the trend.
I hurt when I get a paper cut.
Paper cuts are the worst.
They
especially
are.
When you get lemon juice in there or hot sauce.
Yeah.
It's Britney, bitch.
Hey.
Honey, let me let y'all know that Britney Spears is applying all that pressure and gas and no brakes when it comes to her family. Ooh, let me take my breath. Honey, Britney is livid that baby sister Jamie Lynn is spilling personal tea on the press to sell her memoir, Things I Should Have Said. So besides getting her lawyers to send a little cease and desist letter, Brit clapped back with a long post on where else? IG. Basically saying she got no love or attention from her family during the aftermath of the breakup with Justin Timberlake. Ooh, this messy. Mm. And how at that time, 12-year-old Jamie was living like a spoiled child star, and how Mama Lynn was on pain pills and a mess after splitting from dad Jamie Spears. Ooh, Lord, I'm clutching my pearls like Gary over here.
Yes.
Then she ended her post like a thug and said, "I'm sorry, Jamie Lynn. I wasn't strong enough to do what should have been done. Slapped you and Mama right across your face."
Oh,
whoa.
Come on, Britney.
Okay.
Damn. Wow. Okay, y'all. Brittany,
hit me, baby, one more time.
Okay, if Brittany got time today, how would you feel if your family was toxic and betrayed you?
You know, but when you read all those things, it sounds like in that family, there was little fires everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's hard to kind of like, you know, have somebody's back who just got off of a breakup when your mom's on pain pills, going through a divorce.
Trying to take all your money and... Ooh.
Your 12-year-old sister's trying to learn how to sing and dance in real time.
So in essence, you're saying it's not her fault, then you're saying it's not Jamie Lynn's fault.
Right.
Sounds normal to me.
And the only time they allow her to, like, leave the house or do anything is to work and make money for the family.
And the fact that Brittany doesn't have to write a book to just tell her sister what she thinks, she's just replying on good old G.I.G. is un aplauso. Good for Brittany.
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah, but I don't think they should air out their family problems, though. I think they should keep that in
Brittany
the house.
Brittany is tired of having to hold everything in. She ready to speak out loud. She ain't been able to talk, spend her money, buy an iPad.
Talk to your therapist.
No, I mean, it's not Brittany's not the culprit here. It's Jamie Lynn.
Right.
Like, you know, the bank is closed. Brittany ain't financing your dreams no more.
Absolutely.
So now y'all gotta figure it out.
It's harder to do now. Yeah.
And do interviews and sell your soul and throw your sister and your family under the bus to cash in. That's what she's doing.
Like, Jamie Lynn need to hook up with Meghan Markle dad. And
I was just getting ready to say that.
Well, all right, y'all. You gotta love a good old ride or die. And actress Jennifer Goodwin is that type of friend. Now, Jennifer, who's married to actor Josh Dallas, wanted to help her BFF become a mother. So, check this out. She offered her friend some of Josh's little swimming.
Okay.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, you know, by any means necessary, right?
Melissa,
can you hit us with the quote, queen?
Skeet.
I sure will. So Jennifer said, I offered his sperm to one of my best friends who was going to be a single mom. And my husband and best friend were like, this could lead to complications. I just feel like you need to procreate with my husband. So here you go.
Wow.
What?
All right, now Melissa, you're married. Would you ever pimp your husband out like this to a friend in need?
No, I'm too much of a toxica. How you say? I'm too toxic.
You're too toxic.
No, yeah. I'm not going to be my best friend's stepmama's kids. Like, I'm not. I can't. No.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that was fair. I would love for my friend to offer her husband me some of his swimmers. It depends on how you give it to me.
I bet you would, Gary.
I mean,
Can you get pregnant, Gary? Something tells me you could get knocked up, baby.
You know what? Let me tell you something, Chewy, honey. I almost thought I was at one point, but I'm so glad it didn't happen at that time.
He was just bloated.
That's why they call you the fridge.
That was just too many tacos, baby. It's too many tacos. Too many tacos.
All right, y'all. Shifting gears, we want to honor Andre Leon Talley. The fashion icon passed away at the age of 73. Andre broke down racial barriers in the fashion world to become the first male African-American creative director at Vogue and eventually became the editor at large. We want to send our thoughts and prayers out to Andre's family and friends. He will be missed. There's more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. Well, it looks like country star Jana Kramer has a new man, but she claims he wasn't always so hopeful in their union. In a recent episode of her Wind Down podcast, she revealed why she initially believed that he was too good to be true. She said, when I met him, I was like, okay, he's handsome. He's got a good body to die for. He's a freaking Navy SEAL. He's in private equity. He's charming. He's nice. He's kind. He's got a daughter. He's a dad. And I'm like, I bet you he has a small penis.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Okay. Now, according to Jana, she was wrong. But Melissa, if someone sounds too good to be true, do you think it's something wrong with them?
Absolutely. If he sounds too good to be true, he's probably too good to be true.
Right. Like, this guy,
I was about to say that. He's about to end up on Dateline or
something. Wrong. And be patient, girl. Be patient. It'll come out. It'll happen.
And it sounds like he checked a lot of boxes for her, but would the small penis thing be a deal breaker to y'all?
If she liked big ones,
exactly.
Right, right. Gary, is that a deal breaker?
You know, let me tell you, they say if it's more than a mouthful, it's too much. So, no.
No.
I mean, you don't want it to be like throwing a piece of chalk in a manhole either. You know what I'm saying? Like
tic-tac in a whale.
Tic-tac in a whale's mouth. You don't want that either, you know?
Not a tic-tac.
All right, moving on. Listen to this, y'all. Michael Jackson impersonator and wrestler named Santana Jackson brought new meaning to beat it. Apparently, he had to put down the smack down on a violent past who slapped him on the Las Vegas Strip. And that's when Hulk Jackson came out. Wow, take a look at this.
Yeah.
Wow. He must have thought that that was the real Michael Jackson and he couldn't fight. I don't know, y'all. Well, what do you guys think? All I want to say is that, Eddie, are you okay? Because you got your ass beat.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what are the odds?
Man.
What, like a wrestler and an impersonator is like a 2-in-1. I love the combo.
And a Michael Jackson impersonator at that. Yes. Like, you look at the guy, you see the shiny glove. He can't fight.
Yeah.
He was mistaken. He got his ass beat.
Easy.
Yeah.
And he missed it. You don't pull a girl's hair, honey.
Definitely left blood on the dance floor that day.
Okay.
Hello. Yes. All right, yo, HK, I heard you have an offer for a service that takes the hassle out of framing precious pictures and keepsakes. What's up with that?
Okay, I have to tell you guys about an amazing new service I found called FrameBridge. FrameBridge makes it easier and more affordable than ever to frame your favorite things without ever having to leave the house. Add a gallery wall to your home office or send the perfect gift from art prints and diplomas to the photos sitting on your phone. You can FrameBridge just about anything. Just go to FrameBridge.com and upload your photo or they'll send your packaging safely to you in your mail so you can mail your physical pieces and the experts at FrameBridge will customize your frame, your item, and deliver your finished piece directly to your door, ready to hang, instead of all the hundreds that you'd have to pay at a framing store. Their prices start at $39 and all shipping is free. I'm going to start my own wall of fame, framing pics that I've taken with celebrities and more. So get started today and frame your photos or send someone the perfect gift. Go to FrameBridge.com and use the promo code DishNation to save an additional 15% off your first order. Just go to FrameBridge.com, promo code DishNation. FrameBridge.com, promo code DishNation.
DishNation.
Welcome back. Now, all right, as a supermodel, of course, Heidi Klum takes care of her body, mm-hmm. but she just went on the Ellen Show, and wait till you hear what she said about one famous body part.
My legs were insured for $2 million. Another body part that should have also been insured is my...
Is not, but should. No, it was, I didn't insure them, by the way. It was a client that insured them. It wasn't me.
All right, but they should be insured. They're good legs.
And one was actually more expensive than the other because when I was young, I fell into a glass and I have like a big scar. Obviously, I put so much spray tan on right now. You can't see it right now, but yeah. So one was more expensive than the other one.
$2 million is a lot.
Wow, for a pair of legs?
I mean,
for a pair of legs?
Well, no, not a pair because one costs less than the other.
Right.
But listen, do you recall she just copying off of Jennifer Lopez?
Mariah Carey did it first.
Oh, Mariah did it first? Oh, well, you see that? She just copying off of those girls. Honey.
But what does that cover, you guys? What happened? What does it cover? Like, if you stub your toe, you get a little money?
You get some money, baby.
I guess. Or say if you're in the ocean and a shark attacks you and bites half your leg off, I think you're good. Yeah.
Well, you get a settlement for the rest of your life.
Yeah, or if she lift her leg back too far, honey, or something, and it hurts.
You should insure your beard.
I should insure the beard. How much do y'all think I can get for my beard? How much?
It's $1 million beard, easily. It's part of her package. Even picture you without a beard at this point. Like,
how could you hurt a beard though? Somebody will accidentally shave it off.
You like, you cheat on your barber and he take too much off. Now you got like goatee.
Yes.
They're very sensitive, HK. They are very sensitive.
Gary?
Don't cheat on your barber. What did Gary say?
I said it depends on which color it is. True. I mean, because it could be a beautiful color. I mean, you know, an array of colors.
Okay. Smart ass.
Well, anyway, y'all, from one model to another, honey, it's time for...
What the fashion?
Yes, now, this time, honey, it's Sports Illustrated mom, Miss Olivia Culpo, and this one has some history, so head crack catches up.
All right, so last week, Olivia was flying to Cabo on American Airlines. Now, she was wearing a sports bra and biker shorts, and an employee told her to cover up by putting on a blouse.
Wow.
How dare he?
What?
Really?
During the trip, Olivia decided to throw a little shade at the airline. She dropped these pics showing off a sexy dress with the caption, "Please use caution while using the overhead bins as items may have shifted during flight."
I guess she didn't get her panties in a bunch because she wasn't wearing any.
I mean, this outfit, that's the outfit she should have wore to the plane. Like, just showed up in those heels and that dress. I mean, what do you guys think of that outfit and the caption?
But I mean, I love the outfit. I love the caption. I love her clapback. But, yo, American Airlines, an attendant once told me to pick up my pants. I was sagging too much or else I'd be escorted off the plane.
That's right.
I wasn't even sagging my pants. They were just a little low. And she was like, "Sir, if you don't comply, I will escort you off this plane."
Is that
I was like,
policy,
yo.
Though? We have to wait until you show me the book where it says that this lady was coming from Cabo. She can't wear a tank or whatever she had on with some shorts.
You can't come on a plane looking like a tramp.
A sports bra is like an outfit. Some of these little tank halter tops is little as hell.
That's why everybody need to fly on Spirit with clothes is optional.
And especially when you land in Cabo, it's warm and hot in Cabo. So you don't want to be all bundled up.
I would have pulled the K card, the Karen card. Can I talk to your manager?
Really?
Yeah. I would have.
Nice. I'd have been cheering you on in the back.
Up next, Drake is dissing somebody, and we'll try to figure out who after this break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, welcome back, y'all. And what better way to end the show today with some words of wisdom from our buddy Drake.
Okay,
all right.
Okay.
Drake recently posted a pic of himself in front of fireworks with the caption, "Let's be honest. Who the f*** airs out dirty laundry? I can't be big bro to anybody who moves like an auntie." Hey. End quote. Okay, Drake. Wow. So what do y'all think? So what do y'all think? Is Drake speaking facts? Like, what's up?
I wonder what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Right, me too. I
wonder who he's talking about.
That part.
It's easy to throw Kanye's name in the mix because they've had a thing, but they've also recently pieced it up. So I think you'd want to start that fire again. I don't know. I'm baffled.
I don't know either. Yo, Gary, since you're Gary with the T, you know, you move like an auntie. Are you offended by this quote? Could Drake be big brother to you? What's up?
No, I don't even understand it, really. I guess I'm slow. I don't understand rap jargon, but
not rap jargon.
So basically, when he's airing out dirty laundry, he's talking about, like, I guess, like, putting out, like, you know, fam business, right? So he can't, like, you know, support or stand behind somebody who, like, you know, is gossipy, you know, moves like an auntie.
No, well, I'm offended. Because if that's the person, honey, I'm going to gossip, let me gossip. So, Drake, if you're moving like an auntie, or know somebody moving like an auntie, you must know how aunties move.
Hello.
That'll tell him.
Especially if he's not tagging the person.
Right.
Tag him. Tag him.
Tag him.
Tag him.
He's not going to tag him.
Just be a man about it.
Come on, Tony Braxton.
Okay.
have any of you ever cut off someone who aired out your dirty laundry to the public?
Mm-hmm. No, my people respect me, and you know, if we got love for each other, they would never do something like that. Even if they mad at me, most of them would not do anything to take it that far.
And if mine did it, I denied it, so it don't matter.
Right, it's their word against mine.
Like the old queen said, denial is not a river in China. Okay.
Denial.
Denial's in Egypt.
Yes. It's not a river in China.
Yeah. No, okay.
But you got the joke.
I got the
you
joke.
You got it.
But damn.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.